The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now on to something much more cheerful. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out, is with me. You've got dining for two.
Dining for two, yeah. And probably the ultimate sharing steak, I would say. I'm always asked what my favourite steak is. It's a question I think people like to ask chefs. So, and for me, it's Côte de Bœuf. And if you don't want to call it Côte de Bœuf, it's a ribeye on the bone, or... I see it being called a cowboy steak, or tomahawk is also what it's called. So, it's a really delicious piece of meat, but there's a little bit of skill involved to cook it right. We're going to serve it with triple cooked chips, very trendy, chefy kind of thing. Chimichurri sauce, roasted vine tomatoes, and a rocket and spinach salad. There's a little bit of work here, but if you are cooking for your significant other and the one you love, you'll go to the effort. So I'll run through the ingredients first. You have a ribeye steak, or a dry-aged ribeye steak. They're around 500 grams normally. You can get them a little bit bigger. When you're picking one out, try and get one that has a little bit of fat that's in the meat part. There's normally an eye of fat that's in the middle of a ribeye, but look to try and get a bit of marbling around the meat part as well. It'll make for a much more tender steak. For the vine tomatoes, you need some vine tomatoes, some olive oil, salt and pepper, the spinach salad, rocket and spinach, olive oil again, a little bit of balsamic, salt and pepper. For the chips, you're going to need baker potatoes, so larger roosters, I think, work quite well, or Maris Pipers. The chimichurri, this sounds like a lot of hassle, but it's actually super easy. A bunch of coriander, bunch of parsley, one red chilli, a clove of garlic, one shallot peeled, 80 mils of olive oil, 20 mils of red wine vinegar and salt and pepper, and then you'll need a little blender for that, or you can hand chop it up. So the method, first of all, the chips. You're going to peel the potatoes, cut them into chunky chips, into some cold water to wash off the starch. Then you put them in some boiling water, bring them up to the boil and strain them, and then let them cool. That's
one. Cooked one.
Second one is, if you have a fat fryer, you set it to 160 degrees and you blanch the chips for 6 minutes. That just means you drop them into the oil for six
That's
minutes.
That's double cooked chips. Okay.
Cook two. Then you lift it up and set it to one side. And then just while your steak is resting, it's cooked three, and then it goes down. You hire your fryer up to 190 degrees, and this is where you get them really crispy, really fluffy on the inside. It's worth the hassle, I promise you.
Triple cooked chips.
Yeah, really delicious. Right, for the steak, take the beef out of the fridge at least 30 minutes before you're going to cook it. If it's in any plastic packing or anything, take it out, dry it with some kitchen towel, and just leave it sitting on a plate. Then what you want to do is preheat your oven to 200 degrees. A medium-sized or a large heavy base frying pan or a griddle pan really works great here. Onto the stove, get it smoking hot. Oil your steak, don't oil the pan and don't oil the grill. That's a little chef's trick. Then I like to season just with salt. I'm not crazy with seasoning steaks with pepper at the start. I normally season them afterwards with pepper. And then you want to sear them on either side for 3 or 4 minutes to get that real caramelization and crust. It's quite a big piece of meat, so then you're going to put it onto a tray and pop it into the oven. I put the cooking times up on my Instagram with the recipe, but rare is normally 5 to 6 minutes in the oven, medium rare 7 to 8, medium 9 to 10, and if you like it well done, it's going to be in there for at least 15 minutes. And then more importantly than the cooking, when it comes out, you're going to rest it for half the time that you cooked it. So you're going to rest a big piece of meat like that for at least 10 minutes. Just get a piece of tin foil, cover the meat, throw a tea towel over the top of that if you're worried about it getting cold, because I think that's everybody's worry. Yeah. But a big piece of meat like that will retain its temperature, and then set it to one side. The chimichurri, you just load all those ingredients into a blender and blitz it up until it looks like pesto. Taste it. It might take a little bit more vinegar, and it takes more salt than you may think. The roasted tomatoes, you just put them on the tray, drizzle them a little bit of oil and salt, pop them into the oven, and then I think it's really important to eat some greens to cut across all the fat. So that little spinach and rocket salad, dressed in a little bit of oil and balsamic. So the key here is to get the tomatoes ready to go, the salad ready to go, your chips ready for the triple cut chips. Concentrate on really caramelising that steak and then let it rest. I popped a video actually up on my Instagram where you'll see how to carve it, how to cook it all, and then get ready to be the best husband or wife in the land.
And served with, what would you drink?
I would drink something with a bit of weight in it. So like a French Bordeaux or something along those lines, or even a good Rioja would work really well here. But something, like, you need a red wine that has a bit of weight in it. So that'll do. Marcus Durascal would work really nice. But any really heavy.
I'm looking forward
wine.
To it already.
Cooked delicious.
Boeuf, a sharing steak with triple cooked chips, chimichurri sauce, roasted vine, cherry tomatoes, rocket and spinach salad. What is not to like?
What more could you
Gareth
want?
Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.